This is Freedom ERP with ATS Member Podcast, and for the next few minutes I just wanted to be talking to you about moon bases and the recent announcements that we're going back to the moon, probably focusing more on some of the ideas that John Lear has, and just trying to sort of reconcile some things really in my mind. So I suppose a lot of this podcast is more just going to be questions and me just thinking about the questions, try and make it brief. If we sort of take the assumption or assertions that John has, that there have been bases on the moon and he's sort of shown some pictures and everything else, that it's inhabited with aliens, potentially that we have bases on there, I just try to wonder, were these sort of recent announcements that have come out of the president and via NASA that we're going to have a manned mission to the moon and then potentially onto Mars, and I'm just trying to reconcile all those. Is this potentially NASA and Bush sort of going off as a loose cannon? I find that hard to believe. So I'm just trying to understand what the sort of rationale for this is. If we're already on the moon, is this some kind of way of disclosing information to us that suddenly, you know, these people are going to get onto the moon maybe in 10 years time, 12 years time, and all of a sudden say, golly, oh, look, there is something here. Golly, we've just seen it for the first time. So that's what really interests me. I'm just not sure what else I can sort of say on the subject other than, yeah, certainly get into the John Lear forum and listen to some of the podcasts he's been on, and then also read some of the threads. But that to me is the real interesting one. And I suppose if you sort of take what John says, and you take that beyond it, that all the planets in the solar system are inhabited, you know, what's going to happen when we get to Mars? Is the same thing going to happen? Oh, golly, oh, look, there's cities, there's bases on Mars. And I know that I think John has said in one of his discussions that I think it's either Venus or Mercury, he said that, you know, that it's a complete myth about it sort of being a inhabitable place. That's basically been agreed and decided. So I'm sort of interested in this one, and I'd be interested to see what other people have said. I've decided to podcast this rather than do a traditional thread, because I just find it easier sometimes to ramble and let my mind float on what I've got to say, and sometimes writing it down, I don't always get across the points as effectively. So would welcome any comments on this one. And certainly John, Mr. Lear, if you're listening, hey, I've not sort of seen a podcast from you. I could be mistaken here, but certainly would welcome the opportunity. If you wanted to get into a podcast debate, works for me. Anyway, so that's my big question. How does the recent announcements about a manned moon missions be reconciled with John Lear's firmly held beliefs and assumptions that there are already bases on the moon? This is Freedom ERP. You've been listening to a member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com.